Hard sports are plays. Yeah. Hard sports are plays. Hard sports are plays. 365, we're making up plays. You're talking the game, get you through the days. We're high in the court, the diamond in the lane. Variety topics, living the same. All hesitation, sports information. In the air, we're taking the nation. Hard sports are plays, they work in your faces. Grace at the field, so tie the laces. Hard sports are plays.
What's happening, everybody? Welcome to Gonzo and the Judge Sports Talk here on Friday, October 21st. Been a great big day in sports. The Phillies just knocked off the Padres, took a 2-1 lead in the NLCS. Was no ALCS game today. That starts back up tomorrow, so we'll have two baseball games tomorrow, plus a full slate of college football, full slate of NBA games, and then, of course, NFL this Sunday. So there's a lot of stuff, a lot of sports going on. But before we jump into the sports, joining me, like always, I'm Chris Gonzo Gonzalez, and joining me is the sports judge, Jonathan Mathis. How's it going, brother?
What's up, Gonzo? How's it going? What's new with you?
Nothing really new. I've just been busy today. This will be my sixth show.
Seems like pretty occupied.
If you're an MMA fan, myself and Pride, who's a real good guy and knows his stuff, we done a UFC 280 preview and prediction show earlier. So go check that out on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch at Gonzo Sports Room or at the All Sports All Plays Network. We broke down all the fights and gave our predictions for each fight. So go check that out if you're a fan of MMA. Big UFC pay per view tomorrow at 2. We'll be doing a live watch along for it as well. So come join us and talk some MMA. But no, Judge, we've been doing pretty good. Just been busy all day with doing show stuff, and watching some baseball. Watched a little bit of NBA, but mostly been watching the Phillies and the Padres tonight.
I just flipped over to the NBA. The Denver Nuggets and the Warriors are playing right now.
Yep.
And surprisingly, the Denver Nuggets are beating them after they lost to the Utah Jazz to open the season.
Oh, yeah. NBA is a long season. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's a long season. It's a marathon, not a sprint, you know. And, you know, you can't really base things on these games early on, you know, because it's a small sample size. And sometimes teams get off to a slow start and they usually figure things out as time goes. And they find that winning formula, and they just get going. And they seem to put together a comfortable winning streak. And good things happen for them, you know. So it's still early. Still plenty of season left for the NBA. However, I don't think the Lakers can recover from a 2-0 start.
We'll get into that here in just a few minutes. But first, hey Glenn, how's it going? Hope you're having a great night. Yeah, Pacers with another loss. Pacers, man, I think as the year goes on, they're going to get better and better because they got a young team. So I think they're going to keep improving. They just got to get chemistry together. But I think we're moving in the right direction. But we have to start it off with the big trade last night, as a lot of people on the East Coast was about to go to bed. 49ers trade for Christian McCaffrey. How big of a threat do you think this makes San Francisco in the NFC now?
I mean, that's a big blockbuster trade right there. It shocked the hell out of a lot of people. A lot of people didn't think he would land with the Niners, even though this was one of the top teams on my list, a potential landing spot for him. I had him going to Buffalo, but it turns out he's going to the Niners. What this means for the Niners and the ramifications and everything else that comes with it, this could mean a huge deal for the 49ers. You know, now by adding a star running back like Christian McCaffrey, what this does, it opens things up for this 49ers offense. McCaffrey creates targets for others. He creates spacing for others. Now they can really stretch the field with an explosive power running back like Christian McCaffrey, you know, and the way Kyle Shanahan likes to platoon, particularly his running backs. This can be this could work. This could work wonders. This could work wonders for the 49ers.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, though. Before you go, here's the thing. Can Christian McCaffrey stay healthy? Because a lot of people are doubting him. From what I'm hearing, from the comments that I have read, people are saying that he's not going to be able to maintain good health because he has not been able to maintain good health. But here's the thing. If he stays healthy, this can be a dangerous 49ers team and a team that you probably wouldn't want to face in the NFC West.
Yeah, I think, well, real quick, hey, Glenn, yeah, we can definitely do that. We'll get you on here one night after one of the Pacer games. We can definitely do that.
Oh, yeah, he has an invitation to come on anytime.
But
our show.
When it comes to McCaffrey, I think that this is a big deal for the 49ers, and I think it's great for McCaffrey as well. And it's also, I think it's also a good thing for Deebo Samuel as well. Because now, with the way they got the offense set up, McCaffrey don't have to be the every down running back. And then now Samuel isn't going to have to do as much running back stuff as he used to, since now they have a guy. So I think that could maybe help McCaffrey stay healthy, because he might not get 30 touches a game like he was getting in Carolina. You know what I mean? He might get 15 to 20 or something. You know what I mean? So I think that could help. But it makes him scary, because you could even put him and Deebo in the backfield at the same time. You can line up McCaffrey out as a wide receiver as well. So, I mean, and with a guy like Shanahan, you know he's going to come up with creative ways to get the ball in Samuel and McCaffrey's hand. And I think it'll free up Samuel some, because now you have a threat, a running threat. I think that can free up Samuel some on the outside.
Right.
So I think it's a big move.
He won't have such a heavy 49ers
are going all in, because they, right. I mean, he gave away a bunch of second, third, fourth, a couple fifths or something. Gave up a lot of draft picks to get him. Carolina's just in rebuild mode. They're just trying to get all the draft capital they can. I was with you. I thought he would go to Buffalo. I figured that's where he was going to end up at. But I really didn't even think about the 49ers, but it makes a lot of sense because their running backs have been hurt. So, I mean, it makes a lot of sense they can bring him in. Key is, can he stay healthy? But I think maybe not having to have as much of a workload as he did in Carolina, that might help. So, and I hope he stays healthy, because I love watching him play. Dude's explosive. And, I mean, he's one of them generational talents you don't see all the time.
Right.
So, hopefully he can stay healthy so we can get to see him. I don't even think he's reached his, like, complete prime yet. I think if he could stay healthy, he would even show us more of what he could do.
And the playbook is going to depend a lot on Deebo and now CMC. It's going to depend a lot on those two. This also, to me, this makes Jimmy G a much better quarterback, I would say.
You're not one-dimensional.
Right, you're not one-dimensional. We always talk about his inability to make throws down the field, but by surrounding him with more playmakers who can create huge gains after catches, this puts him in a better position to perform more consistently and more effectively. So it looks good for the 49ers.
And they have one of the better defenses in the league. So, I mean,
they do. They do.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I'm not saying they're going to, but I wouldn't be surprised if San Francisco was in the NFC championship game again. I really wouldn't.
So what does this mean for the Chiefs this week, having to face this new look 49ers team?
Yeah, man, I don't know yet. I mean, it's kind of weird, because how much are they going to use McCaffrey this week? I think they're going to try to use him as much as they can. But, you know what I mean?
Do they break him in slowly?
You only have a couple days. He only has a few days to learn the playbook. So
right.
I think he'll get him maybe. I'm gonna say maybe like be in for like 15 plays, maybe something like that. This week, who knows? Maybe more. I've heard that they're going to use him as much as they can. So, I mean, hell, he might still get 20-plus carries, but you would think being the first game and only having a few days of a playbook, he might be like 10, 15 plays this week, kind of get you know what I mean, like get him going, get him in the game, get him used to the plays, and then start ramping up where you use him more.
Well, that's what you traded for him. You traded for him.
Oh, yeah, I just don't know if you go all out on this first game just because he hasn't had much time to learn the plays. So you could be limited on what plays you could do with him. Where if you use him sparingly this week, give him a whole week next week to learn the playbook more, I think he could be more effective. But I think he's going to get 15 plus. He'll play 15 plus plays. I really do.
Yeah, give him time to adjust, get acclimated to his new team, and as you said, learn the playbook. But I don't think it will take him too much time. I think he'll catch on like that.
Oh yeah,
he's a good player. You know, you're getting an all-pro running back. You know, a guy who understands the game of football really well, and a guy who can see all parts of the field. You know, he has great vision, great speed. He'll be fine.
Oh yeah, I already no doubt. I don't think he'll be fine, and I think they'll use him. They're probably going to use him quite a bit. It's going to be interesting to see what approach they take with it. But I think it's a big move. The 49ers really went all in, giving up the draft picks they did, and we'll see what happens. But if Bosa gets healthy, that's going to help their defense, and that defense is going to even probably be better again. And then they get Trent Williams back there at the offensive line. When they get him back here in a week or two, that's going to help sure that offensive line back up. And the 49ers could be a real threat in the NFC. And
that's the thing. They see their chance to be a real threat in the NFC. They see what the defense is doing. You know, they see what the offense is doing, minus Christian McCaffrey, who's now going to be a part of that offense. And that's why they made this trade, because they're going for it now.
Well, if you look at it,
clearly all in now.
Yeah, if you look at it, to me, the top four teams in the NFC right now are probably Minnesota Vikings, and no particular order, just naming like what I would look at the top four teams, probably the Vikings, the Eagles, the Cowboys, and the 49ers are probably the top four teams right now in the NFC.
I would agree with that.
You know what I mean,
that's on point.
I'm not saying in that order, but I'm saying.
Right.
But I think there are the four teams I think are the biggest threat to make a deep playoff run in the NFC.
Right.
Hey, what's up, Philly Sports Talk Podcast? Thanks for tuning in.
My good friend Robert is joining us. Thanks for joining us, man. I know he's going crazy right now. The Phillies just won. The Eagles are unbeaten. It's a great time to be alive in Philly.
Let's talk a little bit about that Phillies baseball game that just ended. The Phillies win a big game, game three, first home game for the ALCS or NLCS, excuse me, NLCS. And Phillies jumped right out real quick. jumped out real quick and got a lead. And Musgrove wasn't on tonight as he usually is. Musgrove struggled a little bit tonight, but the Phillies are able to hang on with a big 4-2 victory. So you think the Phillies are going to be able to pull this series off against the Padres? And what do you think about tonight's game? You take away anything from it, maybe that you think might help the Phillies or help the Padres down the road?
Well, they very well can take it from the Padres. If they continue to swing the bats aggressively early, I think that's what the Phillies do best. They attack early. And when they usually attack early, that usually delivers good results for the Phillies. And, you know, the Phillies were just on their game tonight. Offensively, Kyle Schwarber, he set the tone early with the home run. That gave them a 1-0 lead. They got the timely hits when they needed them. The only thing with the Phillies tonight were their mental blunders. They had a few mental blunders. They had a few miscues in the infield. You got to clean that up. You can't commit a number of errors in the postseason.
They've had that problem. They had that problem all regular season.
Yeah, they did. They did. And it has followed them into the postseason. But they have to clean that up a bit because a team like the Padres can take advantage of that. You know, the Padres are a good hitting team. They can get on base. They can score runs. They can capitalize on mistakes like that. And if their bats were on fire tonight, and if things were going their way, they could have easily snuck up on the Phillies and took this game. But it looks like this series can go 6 or 7 games. But I think the Phillies have a good chance. This could be something special for the city of Philadelphia and their fans. You know, they're just a team that continues to fight. They're a scrappy team. You know, they see how close they are to winning a World Series, and they see how far that they've come to compete for a World Series title. So I don't expect them to back down now. I think they're going to continue to fight. They know that it's right there. They can smell it. They can taste it. And they can secure it with 2 more victories. You know, but it won't be easy. The Padres are still a very, very good team. But the Phillies, in the meantime, are playing with house money. But you can say the Padres are playing with house money, too, because these are 2 underdog teams. You know, but it's looking really, really good for Philly. I like their chances. I like their starting rotation. You know, they have a pretty good starting rotation. Their bullpen has stepped it up tremendously. That was another question mark during the regular season, was their bullpen. You know, but you can't sleep on this Phillies team. They have just put it together at the right time. They found the winning formula, and hopefully it continues for them. It's been a magical postseason. It's been an incredible joyride for this team, and it's been absolutely fun to watch.
The only thing that worries me, I think Phillies have a good chance. They need to win. They need to win at least one more at home. But it would be nice if they could win all 3 at home, and then of course the series would be over. But one thing that does worry me is the manager, that Thomas, was pretty aggressive tonight with his bullpen, and the bullpen pitched well tonight. But are they going to get tired as this series goes along? Because they're not real deep in their bullpen, and like they used their closer tonight for 2 innings. Well, you know what I mean. Or if you use them tomorrow, another inning. By the time you get to game 6 or 7, is that bullpen going to be have enough gas left? That's the only thing that kind of worries me. But Phillies are in good position. I think this is going to be. I think it's going to be probably a 7-game series. I think these 2 teams are going to go back and forth. And what's scary is the Padres are missing arguably their best player because he's suspended. So just think if you add Tatis in that batting order they have. So all the games have been fun to watch. I expect tomorrow's game to be fun as well. But I think the Phillies do have a good chance. Their defensive woes, I mean, hell, they almost cost herself in game 1 when they tried to turn a double play and threw the ball out in the center field. So they got to clean up the defensive mistakes, but that has been a problem of theirs. They haven't been the best defensive team this year in baseball. They've had quite a few errors, and some of them on just routine plays.
Have come on routine plays.
That guy says, speaking of starting fast, Kyle Schwarber leads MLB in leadoff homers with 22, 15 on first pitch. I like Schwarber's. Swerves up there that leadoff. He can give your offense a boost and get you started.
He can give your offense a jolt for sure, and that's what he did tonight. He set the table.
What do you think about the Yankees? Yankees going back to New York now, down 0-2.
I think the Yankees are in trouble. Even though they're going home at Yankee Stadium, I think they're in trouble. I think they're in a world of trouble. The Astros right now look like the better team. They have a rookie who has emerged onto the scene, Jeremy Pena. He is making the best of this moment. in the postseason, you know, and they say this is when legends are born. And we're seeing a star in the making in Jeremy Pena. And then you see what Alex Bregman is doing. The only player who hasn't really gotten going for the Astros is Jose Altuve. But, you know, the offense has been clicking. They have a bottomless bullpen. You know, they're deep in the bullpen. They have relievers that are reliable, that are capable of getting the outs and shutting the door, you know, in high leverage situations. They have a pretty good back end with Ryan Pressly and those guys. So I like the Astros' chances here, you know, and I think the Astros can, you know, dash the Yankees' hopes of winning a World Series title. I mean, I know it's crazy to say that, but if the Yankees lose, can you imagine what the scene would look like in New York? Can you imagine the criticism that will come their way if they lose this series after the season that Aaron Judge had, which was a historic season, and after this team, you know, put up some historic numbers, and to fall short of a World Series title, their main objective, that would be a huge failure in New York. And I can just picture the tabloids and the journalists in New York, because we all know that's a media-driven city, and we all know those writers, they come hard. They come down hard on you if you underperform. So the Yankees have a ton of pressure on them, particularly guys like Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, Gerrit Cole. You know, there's so much expected of them because of the expectations they put on themselves after getting off to a fast start this season and after the historic season that Aaron Judge had with his record-breaking home run.
Yeah. I don't think the Yankees are in that big of trouble yet.
No?
If they lose tomorrow, I'd say they're in big trouble. But if they could, you got to remember, they haven't pitched their best two pitchers yet because of the way their rotation was set up because they played a longer series.
Right.
So now you have Cole and Cortez on the mound. I'm sticking with the Yankees to win it because that's who I picked in the preseason.
Yeah.
So I'm sticking with the Yankees. Astros are playing good ball, and it's scary how good they're playing without Altuve, one of their better players, not hitting the ball. But I agree with Dustin. I think the series is at least going to go six games. I hope the Yankees do win because I had the Yankees and the Mets in the World Series. So I'm going to keep my pick that the Yankees are going to make it there. But they are going to have to start hitting the ball a little better. I think they need to try to jump out in front early. But I think they're going to have a good chance of winning these next two games with Cole and Cortez on the mound. And if you can tie it up 2-2, then anything can happen.
And in baseball, we've seen that anything can happen. It's the one sport where crazy things happen all the time. You know, and it's a funny game.
But don't get me wrong, the Astros have looked like the better team so far. But
let's see what
they do against Cole and Cortez. If the Yankees can pick up wins with their aces on the mound, and then this series could get real interesting. Mm-hmm. I think both the series are going to go at least six games, and I wouldn't be surprised if we get one of them that goes seven. I think both these series are going to be competitive. And I think we're having a good World Series as well, no matter which two teams of these four make it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a compelling World Series. Whoever gets there, it's going to be a good World Series because all these teams that's still in it, they are very good. They have guys that can hit. They have good pitching, and in order to win a World Series title, you have to have a strong starting rotation, and you have to have a bullpen with quality arms, and all these teams have that. You know, they showcase talent. It's been on display all October. And so, yeah, either team that gets there at this point, it's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, I'm hoping the Phillies make it, like I said, because Schwarber played for IU. I'm a big IU fan. And also, Castellanos played with the Reds for a little while. And I like Castellanos. So I'd like to see him get there. But it's not going to be easy because that Padres team is pretty loaded. And I think Padres probably have a little bit better bullpen than what the Phillies do. But Phillies was able to pull it off tonight. We'll just see if the Phillies bullpen is going to have enough gas as the longer this series goes. But, hey, man, baseball playoffs have been real good this year. To me, it's been one of the better playoffs that we've had in a while. All the series have been real competitive. And you know, I mean, it went like nobody just got blown out. I know that the Mariners got swept, but all three of them games were close games, and the Mariners had chances to win. So, you know, I mean, it went like the Astros just went in there and blew them out. So it's been, I think it's been a great playoff so far, and I'm looking forward to the World Series. NFL, we got some big matchups in the NFL as well. This week, any certain games sticking out to you?
Your Colts and the Titans. Yeah. I'm sorry, my friend.
Dustin, you're right. Braves did get blown out. That was the one series that really wasn't real competitive.
I'm sorry, my friend, but I hate to break it to you. It is what it is, though. The Indianapolis Colts are going down to the Tennessee Titans.
I don't think so.
Especially if the Titans get inside the 20. We all know how much damage they can do when they're in the red zone. They love to score when they're in the red zone.
I think the Colts are going to beat Tennessee this time. We
think so?
Yep. We were close last time. We're playing better, especially for offensive line can play like they did last week. We gave up no sacks last week, and if our play calling's like it was last week, getting the ball out of Matt Ryan's hands quick. And you saw we had some success. We beat the Jaguars, so. Colts was one of my picks I gave out today, but I think it's going to be a good game, a big division game, big game for the Colts, because you really don't want to go 0-2 against the Titans this season. The key is to stop Derrick Henry, make Tannehill beat you by throwing the ball. If he can do that, hey, you just got to tip your cap to him. But I'd rather lose that way than let Henry run for 150, 160 yards.
Rather than letting him destroy you on the ground all afternoon.
Which last game, he really didn't destroy us. We just, every time we were in, turnovers killed us last time against him. That was basically why we lost against them last time. It wasn't like they scored there. Our offense just blown us away. It was turnovers in our own territory.
Right.
And I mean,
play a clean game.
Defense in bad situations. Our offense put our defense in bad situations. So we got to avoid that this game. That's a game that's going to be interesting. 49ers and the Chiefs. I think I'm looking forward to that game.
Yeah, that's a game I'm looking forward to, especially now with the upgrade at the running back position after you acquire Christian McCaffrey. That should definitely be fun to watch. You got two high-flying offenses. Both offenses are loaded with talent, and then I think the 49ers defense is better by a large margin than the Kansas City Chiefs, no question about it. So it'll be interesting to see this 49ers defense go up against Patrick Mahomes, and let's see if they can, you know, neutralize him. Let's see if they can hold him. And let's see if they can force him into throwing interceptions. That's gonna be what you want to watch for.
Oh yeah. All right. Before we jump in and give our picks for NFL, let's start with a little NBA. Can't forget about the NBA. Just regular season just started. Lakers haven't looked good the first two games at all. They just don't have no shooters on the team.
Nope.
It's going to be a long season for them. Mm-hmm. Even if they make a trade, I just don't see that changing too much for them. Because I keep hearing Westbrook to Indiana, and that they're going to Westbrook to Indiana for Turner and Hill. Well, Turner and Hill ain't going to make that team a contender.
Right.
You know what I mean? So they need shooters bad. I mean, right now, you saw the other night that defenders was actually backing off and letting them shoot the jumpers.
Yeah, daring them to shoot, basically. Right. Daring them to shoot because they know that they can't make the shot.
Hey, how's it going, Mickey? Hope you're having a good Friday night.
What's up, Mickey? Our buddy down in Seattle, Washington.
Stat guy says a head coaching audition for D'Amico Ryan. Yeah, I think D'Amico Ryan will eventually be a head coach in the NFL. I really do.
He's qualified.
But what NBA team has caught your eye so far? Dude, the Warriors have looked like the Warriors again. I think they're going to be better than they were last year. I know they are. I know they're losing right now to the Nuggets, but the Nuggets got beat the other night too. So it's early in the year. You're going to have some nights. You play so many games, there's going to be nights that you lose. But I think the Warriors right now are the favorite. I think they're favored, in my opinion, to repeat. I think the Clippers will be good if Kawhi is healthy, but I'm hearing that Kawhi's knee still isn't right. So who knows what's going on with him. And then I think the Pelicans are going to be scary. And, of course, the Grizzlies are going to be good again. So and, Nuggets, I think, are better because they've got Murray and MPJ back. So the help with Jokic, and like I said, they're playing pretty good right now. They're up by 12 over the Warriors. So I think there's a lot of teams in the West that could cause some a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, and the team that caught my eye were the Pelicans. The Pelicans, they opened the season with a blowout win on the road against the Brooklyn Nets.
How's it going, Cole?
The Brooklyn Nets. What's up, Cole? Thanks for watching, man. I appreciate it. We both appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Please hit that subscribe button on YouTube for All Sports, All Plays Network and the Gonzo Sports Room and at the Sports Judge as well. We appreciate everybody in the chat room. If you have questions, something you want to talk about, throw it in the chat, and we'll try to get to it. But, yeah, the Pelicans, man, with a healthy Zion are going to be scary.
Yeah, Zion looks healthier than ever on the court.
Luka slimmed down. He
appears to be in a good place mentally too, Zion Williamson.
Yeah.
So I mean that you know this team is this team could be a threat in the West. I think this is a team that you don't want to sleep on. This is a team that has put itself in position to be a contender with all of the all-star players that they have. You have Brandon Ingram, who has improved. You have CJ McCollum, who was a great pickup for them last year before the trade deadline. What he did was bring stability to the backcourt. He's a veteran guard. He brought so much energy and leadership to that locker room. And I think the young players, have looked up to him. They have kind of, taken his lead, and it has benefited the team in the long run. So, yeah, this is a team to definitely keep your eyes on, the Pelicans.
And, Cole, there is one thing I do agree with, in a way, is the Pelicans' health. Are they going to be able to stay healthy?
Right, right. And keeping Zion Williamson healthy is key.
We can say that about a lot of teams too.
Right, right.
Yeah, but hopefully Zion can stay healthy. He has been injury prone so far. So if he can stay healthy or not, we'll find that out. You never know.
That's a huge plus for the Pelicans if he can stay healthy.
Yeah. No, I agree. All right, before we move on and go into our give our picks for each NFL game before we get out of here. We're going to take a short commercial break. Enjoy this video, and we'll be right back with our NFL predictions. We'll give out a pick for each game. But enjoy this commercial, and we'll be right back.
All sports, all plays.
Hard sports all place. Hard sports all place. 365, we're making a place. We're talking the game, get you through the days. We're high in the court, the diamond in the lane. Variety, topics, living the same. All presentation, sports information. In the air, we're taking the nation. Hard sport all place, like working your faces. Grace at the field, so tight the laces. Hard sports all place. Network. Hard sports all place. Network. We on top of our game. Hard sports all plays. Hard sports all plays.
What did you say?
I said Kobe Bean Bryant has been overrated ever since he passed away.
Now, I'd say they could lose about four, but I don't see them losing five. You know what I mean?
Hard sports all plays. Hard sports all plays. Hard sports all plays.
This is the Fonks D Streaming Network. Register to come on our channel at FonksDNetwork.com.
All right, welcome back to Gonzo and the Judge Sports Talk. Here on this Friday night, October 21st, 2022. We just got
10 days to Halloween.
Yep. Just got done talking some NBA. Now we're going to get into our NFL picks like we do on every Friday night. First game we got, Judge, Detroit Lions at the Dallas Cowboys.
That's a big one because the Detroit Lions have lost some pretty close games. I still think the Cowboys have too much on their defense to lose this game. Their defensive front is not going to be denied. You can't stop their defensive front. And the Lions have too many injuries. And I think this is a game where Jared Goff will be running for his life. And Jared Goff will be sacked countless times against this very, very good Dallas Cowboys defense. I think the Dallas Cowboys will bounce back after a tough week in Philly against the Eagles. And I think they will produce better results this time around and beat the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, I like the Cowboys as well. I like their defense. Detroit's offense has been struggling. They have injuries at running back and stuff that's really been hurting them. They can score points, but their defense has not been good at all. So I do like the Cowboys in that game as well. Next game we have is the Indianapolis Colts at the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, I told you how I feel about this one. I'm going to ride with the Titans in this game. I like the Titans. Their defensive line is better. Their quarterback is better. And
I don't know if I'd say Tannehill's better.
I don't know. I don't know. Carson Wentz, at this point in his career,
we don't have Carson Wentz as a quarterback.
Oh, that's right. You guys don't.
We have Matt Ryan. Right.
I'm talking about Ice, Matty Ice. Him. I think at this point in his career, he's just washed up.
Oh, no. He ain't washed up.
I think he went back. I think he's backpedaled this late in his career. I just don't see it from him anymore. It's like he's flamed out. You know, he's not the same Matt Ryan. And I apologize for getting him mixed up with Carson Wentz. I know Carson Wentz is in Washington now. But I got those two names mixed up for a reason, because they, to me, they both are alike in so many ways.
Oh, no.
But yeah, I got to go with the Titans, man. And if the Titans are in the red zone, they most likely win that battle. They put up a lot of points when they're in the red zone. They usually don't come up empty when they're in the red zone. I like the Titans. I like Derrick Henry. I don't think that running game can be denied. That's what I see this week.
I like the Colts.
I know you disagree with me. You're shaking your head like I'm crazy.
I like the Colts. We get Jonathan Taylor back. We also get Shaquille Leonard back on our defense. So that's going to help us.
How do you think Jonathan Taylor will do this week, by the way?
I think he's going to have a good week this week. I really do. Yeah, I think last week they put Kelly in there and the offensive line looked better. Like I said, Ryan got pressured a little bit, but no sacks were given up.
Right, right.
And our other running backs that ran the ball decent, and we have a rookie running back, Jackson, that ran the ball real well.
Yeah.
So I think our offensive line is starting to gel a little bit. And Matt Ryan threw for like 300 yards last week. No interceptions, a couple touchdowns. So if he has time, he still can make some plays. But yeah, I'm going with the Colts. I actually had to score about what Dustin has it, except I have the Colts winning. Dustin has it 24-20 Titans. I think it's going to be around 24-20 Colts, somewhere around there. But I do think the Colts are going to pick up a big division win.
How did I get Carson Wentz and Matt Ryan mixed up?
Wentz played for the Colts last year.
Duh, yeah.
Next game, New York Giants at the Jacksonville Jaguars. I like the Giants in this game. I like the way their defense has been playing. I think it's going to be a low scoring game, and I think Giants are going to pull off another big win.
Yeah, you know, these two quarterbacks have similarities. Both Daniel Jones and Trevor Lawrence. You know, but the Giants this season have been the darlings. You know, they have been one of the sweetest stories in all of football this year. And you have seen a turnaround from this team. Thanks to Brian the Bull. Did I finally say his name correctly? I'm still learning how to say the guy's name. And I shouldn't be butchering his name, because he's done a tremendous job with the Giants. And the Giants have suddenly turned into a winning team. They're winning week in and week out. So I like the Giants in this game. I'm going to pick the Giants because of what they've been able to do consistently, and that is win football games.
Well, all right. Next game, Browns at the Ravens.
Browns and the Ravens, you want me to go first?
Yeah, you can go first on this one.
Browns and the Ravens, man. The Browns, they do things wrong all the time. They find a way to blow it. I got to go with the Ravens in this one. I can't overlook Lamar Jackson this week. You know, I'm going to go with the Ravens.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Ravens, too. Both these teams have a problem with collapsing in the fourth quarter.
That's because Baltimore defense struggles to get big stops.
I'm going to go with the Ravens because they have the better offense of the two teams.
Right.
So I like the Ravens as well. Falcons at the Bengals. I think this is going to be a good game. Falcons aren't playing terrible. But I do like the Bengals at home.
There's plenty of talent on both offenses when you look at these two teams, but I mean the Bengals. I got to give the slight edge to the Bengals. They went to the Super Bowl last year. They're looking to get another win. I got to go with the Bengals here.
All right. Next game. The Green Bay Packers at the Washington Commanders.
I don't know how I feel about the Green Bay Packers. I really don't.
I like Green Bay here. I know they haven't looked the greatest, but the Washington hasn't looked. Washington looks like a dumpster fire as well. I think Green Bay's going to get back to running the ball. I'm going to go with Green Bay in this game.
The Green Bay Packers struggle with pass protection. I don't know how I feel about the Green Bay Packers because Green Bay's, you know, offense has looked suspect. Aaron Rodgers, again, is frustrated. He's trying to find a way to simplify the offense, you know. So, I mean, there's been a lot of problems. But I guess I could be nice and say the Green Bay Packers will beat the Commanders. And if they don't, people will be talking about the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers. You know, but I think Green Bay's vanilla defense, you know, gives this Packers team a chance to make plays. So I'm gonna ride with the Green Bay Packers.
All right. Next game, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Carolina Panthers. Dustin said 21-20 Washington. Taylor Heineke nearly beat them in Lambeau last year. I like the Bucs in this game. Carolina, you can already see they're basically they're going full tank mode and going rebuild. So they just trade away Christian McCaffrey. I know the Buccaneers offense hasn't looked great, but I think it'll be good enough to beat the Panthers. I like the Bucs.
Carolina has a lot of defensive injuries. And as you said, you know, the fire sale's in full swing for the Carolina Panthers. They're looking to go into a rebuild. The Bucs have a pretty good offense. They have a lot of playmakers. And so I'm curious to see how Tom Brady fares against the Panthers, but it shouldn't be much of a challenge. I think the Bucs will breeze through this one and get a win.
All right. Next game, the Houston Texans at the Las Vegas Raiders. The Texans are a scrappy team. They play a lot of close games.
I like an upset here.
But I'm going to go with the home team with the Raiders, but I do see this being a close game. Like I said, the Texans play a lot of close games. I can see this. So I'm going to go with the Raiders at home. What you got?
Well, the Raiders offense was rolling in their last two games before the bye. But the Raiders have been shaky this year. They have been utterly disappointing. They haven't gotten much out of Chandler Jones, who hasn't been effective in the pass rush. You know, Devontae Adams looks frustrated as hell. Derek Carr is not living up to the moment. So I'm going to have to go with an upset here. I got Houston pulling off a crazy upset in this one.
All right, next game is the Jets at the Broncos. I like the Jets in this game. To beat Denver at Denver. Denver has not looked good. Jets have been playing well on the road here as their last three or four games. Zach Wilson, since coming back, has been playing some good football. I like the underdog Jets against the Denver Broncos.
I don't see the Denver Broncos holding up against the New York Jets pass rush. And since Zach Wilson returned, the Jets have been rolling. Surprisingly, they have been stringing together wins. And that's a good sign of a bright future ahead for the New York Jets. I like the New York Jets. I think the New York Jets can win another road game without much of a passing attack. You know, and I think they will come away with the win. The Broncos have looked out of sync. The Broncos have looked unorganized. And they obviously have a coach who doesn't know what the hell he's doing. His play calling is questionable. His decisions are ones that make you scratch your head. So, yeah, I got to go with the Jets here.
All right. I'm going to go with – or already went with the Jets. So, next game, the Seattle Seahawks at the Los Angeles Chargers. I think this is going to be a competitive game, real good game. I'm going to go with the Chargers here. But I think it's going to be a real close game. I really do.
Yeah, the Seahawks, they might force Justin Herbert to let go of the ball too early. I can see that happening. But this Chargers team hasn't looked the same since Joey Bosa went down with his injury. They lost their leader on defense. They lost their edge rusher. And things just haven't been the same for them. But I just don't see it for the Chargers this week. Without Keenan Allen for one more week as well, I think it's going to be tough for Justin Herbert and this Chargers offense. And I like the way Geno Smith has played this year. He has reinvented himself. He has had a resurgent year. So I think Seattle gets the win.
All right. Next game is the Kansas City Chiefs at the San Francisco 49ers.
The game I want to see. This is a dangerous game for the Chiefs. This is a game that the Chiefs can lose. If they're not up on their game. We all talked a little bit about how, you know, good the 49ers have been defensively. They have one of the best defenses in the NFL, no question about it. And they could score a lot of points with their offense. You know, with Deebo Samuel, and now you have CMC over there as well. And, I mean, they have, you know, one of the best groups. You know, you have Nick Bosa, you have Trent Williams. You know, all these guys might return for this game. So that's something to look out for too as well. I like the 49ers.
I like the 49ers as well. Dustin says 24-21 Chiefs. CMC will not have a ton of
touches. Yeah, well, if they don't have all their guys back, yeah, he does have a point. But, you know, if Patrick Mahomes gets rattled by this defense, then that could be a whole nother story.
Yeah, and then Sunday night, we have the Pittsburgh Steelers at the Miami Dolphins. I believe Tua is playing this week.
Yes, he will be back.
What's your thoughts on this game?
You know, you have to wonder if he has in the back of his mind about potentially suffering another concussion. That has to be in the back of his mind. You know, it's a scary thought. You know, you got to worry about his health. I know he wants to be out there, but if he takes one more bad hit, it could be career ending for him. I hope that's not the case, but that's the worst case scenario for him. But I don't know. I got to ride with the Steelers here. You know, Mike Tomlin usually finds a way. It's a curious game. We'll see if Kenny Pickett will start the game. I believe. Is he starting or is it?
Yeah, he's going. If he's healthy, he's starting as well.
So it's still quarterback by committee, right?
So.
And the big question.
I think Pickett's been cleared to play, and he's going to play.
Okay, but the big question for me here as well is, will Tua be ready to go? How will he look in his return? That's the big question. So I like the Steelers here.
All right. I like the Dolphins. I think they're going to rally. I think the players are going to kind of rally around Tua since his first game back. I think you're going to see them be fired up, play a good game. I think Tua's all right, or he wouldn't be back yet. I think after what happened, you'd have to feel real good before you get back out there. But, so I like the Dolphins. We have the Bears and the Patriots on Monday night. Get another great primetime game. I like the Patriots in this game. I think Zappi's going to end up taking old Mac Jones's job. Zappi's been playing some good football. I like the Patriots here. Bears just don't have hardly any offense, and the Patriots defense has been playing pretty good. So I like the Patriots to beat the Bears.
Yeah, the Patriots have an excellent secondary play, despite losing J.C. Jackson. But they have great versatility. It's a safety-heavy package. And they tend to cook mediocre quarterbacks. And Justin Fields is in his development. So I like the Bears here. Also, the Bears are unable to limit the passing game. So, yeah, it's going to be another long day for the Bears. I'm taking the Patriots.
All right. That's all the games for this week. Anything that we missed that you want to talk about before we get out of here?
I want to talk about how Denver is blowing out Golden State 103-88.
Yeah, there's still quite a bit of time left.
I mean, no lead is ever safe when you're playing against the Golden State Warriors because they can outshoot you and they could get back in a game.
They keep getting it down to about 9, and then Denver gets it back up to about
Denver,
11.
Denver scores a few more points, right? Yeah, every time they kind of close the gap or cut into the deficit, the Nuggets respond with a pair of threes. I haven't really been watching. I'm just guessing that.
Yeah. Well, right now they have Curry and Thompson are both on the bench, so.
Okay. Probably getting a little breather, and then they'll bring them back in to try to see what they can do and if they can mount
the Wiggins late this quarter. Wiggins is going to the line for a three-point play, so. Denver guys be in trouble with letting them hang around.
Yeah. That could shift momentum if they get a few threes. They start lunching some three-point shots, they can quickly get back in the game.
But you got any final thoughts, Judge, before we jump out of here, man?
I'm excited about college football tomorrow. I'm excited about both baseball games. We got both the ALCS and we got the NLCS tomorrow as well. It's gonna be a crazy day in sports, and I'm gonna have to most likely have the baseball games on my phone while I'm watching the football games on TV.
I'll be watching some of both, and then
I'm gonna have to figure it out because I don't want to miss anything.
And then also tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern time, myself and Pride will be live for UFC 280 280 watch along and reaction. So come join us for that if you're an MMA fan. Then tomorrow night, me and my dad will be live at 8 p.m. Eastern for NXT Halloween Havoc. So come if you're a pro wrestling fan, come join us for that. And then on Sunday, we'll be doing live commentary from Danville, Indiana for Warrior Pro Wrestling. You'll be able to see the matches, and we'll be there doing live commentary. So join if you're a pro wrestling fan, Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern, we have another big show. Please hit that subscribe button at Gonzo's on YouTube, at Gonzo's Sports Room. Also at All Sports All Plays Network and at The Sports Judge. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all at Gonzo's Sports Room and at the All Sports All Plays Network. We appreciate everybody watching. Don't forget, tune in Monday morning. We'll be 9 a.m. Eastern, Around the Bases, our baseball show, myself and the Stat Guy. We'll talk the playoff baseball that happened over the weekend. On Monday night, we'll be Gonzo and the Judge will be back. We'll recap NFL Week 7, recap the baseball playoffs over the weekends, and talk some of the college football games. So join us Monday. It'll be a packed show. You got anything, Judge, before we sign off?
I just want to say have a wonderful weekend. Be safe. Be careful. Think smart. Don't drink and drive.
Yep. Have a great weekend. Stay safe. We will see you guys back here Monday at 11 Eastern for another episode of Gonzo and the Judge Sports Talk. Have a great weekend.
All sports all plays. Yeah. All sports all plays. All sports all plays. 365, we're making a place. We're talking the game, get you through the days. We're high in the court, the diamond in the lane. Variety, topics, living the same. All presentations, sports information. In the airways, taking the nation. All sports all plays, they work in your faces. Grace at the field, so tie the laces. All sports all plays.